All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. It's the People Show. We tell you all the time we get great guests. We got another one for you this morning. Let's welcome to the show the one and only Kyle Busch to the show. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
All right, doing well. Good morning to you. What's up?
Oh, things are going good. I got to ask you, I'm always curious about this. I know when Daytona starts at the end of the year, you're busy, 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 busy. What's January like for you?
Funny. I think the only off time that you get is like December. That's about it. You know, you're still doing stuff into November. December, you're kind of downtime, get some Christmas at home and New Year's and stuff like that. And then January, it's boom, back to promotional times and photo shoots and video shoots and all kinds of stuff like that. So, you almost wish you could skip January and get right on into February and get ready for the Daytona 500, you know, to be able to go out there and win that big trophy.
When do you head to Daytona?
We go early. So my son races as well. And so there's a track about 2 hours from Daytona that's going to be hosting some Legends cars and Bandolero races and stuff like that. So we'll be going there the Friday beforehand and racing all week with him.
That's fantastic. Having your son do that, what was it like when your father, when you first got into racing, what advice did your dad give you that you now give your son?
Pretty much, you better win. you better win and win in everything that you're in. You know, we always grew up racing different kind of cars and moving up and stepping through the ranks. And fortunately, you know, I was able to win in about everything that I got into. So that was a lot of fun. That was really good. You know, and I think one of the things that I didn't really know early on in my career, which I've tried to teach my son a little bit more of, is you're going to lose a hell of a lot more races than you're ever going to win, so you better figure out how to handle both.
That's good advice. I mean, that's advice that any dad should give his son down the line. We're talking to Kyle Busch this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. All right, Daytona coming up. Do you still get the butterflies, nervousness? What's it like when you pull into that track here in a few weeks knowing that it's Daytona?
I mean, I don't really get the nervous or the butterflies or anything like that, but, you know, it's the 67th running of the Daytona 500. I think it's my 21st this year. I guess it's my 20th this year. So, you know, I've been doing it long enough now that I guess it's just second nature. So, I enjoy getting down there. It's kind of the kickoff of the season. You know, it's always like, you know, your first day at school, going and hanging out with some of your buddies and stuff like that. And, you know, there's going to be some new faces and some familiar faces in different places. So you just kind of got to get used to all of that stuff again for the start of the year. But looking forward to my number 8 RCR Chevrolet this year.
Talking with Kyle Busch, the driver of that number 8 from RCR here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And you mentioned the 20th try. If my math is correct, I think the last time somebody won in their 20th try, he also drove a Chevrolet for RCR and Dale Earnhardt. Is that for you kind of the last thing to check off on a Hall of Fame career? I mean, obviously you're nowhere near being done, but you know, you look at all your accomplishments. Is that the one?
It's definitely the one that's left. You know, I've had a lot of great success in my career, championships and you know, some of the other big wins like the Southern 500, the Coke 600, the All-Star Race, you name it. But, you know, the Daytona 500 so far has eluded me. And, man, we've been close, especially the last 2 years of being at RCR. We've been oh so close. I think I led the mile marker 500 last year, but the caution was coming out right at that lap. And so we were coming to the checker and the caution came out. So we had to go into some overtime restarts and I just wasn't able to hold the lead. So, you know, there's been some bittersweet moments down there for sure.
Do you use those moments when you're kind of coaching Brexton and his racing career, you know, the moments of where it doesn't go your way?
Yeah, definitely. I do. You know, there's times where I've been in championship races and, you know, you got the top four guys that are going after a championship in one race. And so those emotions and those feelings and things like that, I got to experience. And so you try to, you know, help coach your kid through that and what he's feeling and what he's going to be getting ready for in some of the moments where he goes and races in these big races. And so, you know, he's done a great job. He's been a lot of fun to race with and to coach and does a really good job. And he won one of the biggest races of the country a few weeks ago at the Tulsa Shootout, where all the kids from across the country kind of joined together and running this big indoor showdown right the week before the Chili Bowl. So He won that in his class and did a great job.
When you look back at last year, I know it was frustrating, obviously, in what you all at RCR are wanting to do, wanting to win races, contend for championships. Do you just flush that in the toilet, or do you use that as some motivation as you guys go into this year?
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at all those things and take the pluses and the minuses. And obviously, there's going to be lessons to be learned in defeat. So you got to do that and take what you can learn from last year and try to put it to good use for this year. And you know, we've worked on our program over the off season, and so hopefully the winter time has been good for us at RCR, that we can come out with some fast race cars and carry them all through the season.
Kyle, yesterday I was telling somebody you were coming on our show, and they're like, the legend. Do you consider yourself a legend? I mean, I know you've been named one of the top 75 racers of all time, but do you consider yourself a legend?
No, not for me. I feel like I've had a lot of great success, and I've been with a lot of great people and a lot of great teams over the years. So, you know, that's helped me obviously achieve many of my goals and aspirations, but there's so much more to be done. As you said, like, I'm getting older. I'm turning 40 this year, but damn, man, there's other guys that have raced into 43, 44, 45 and have still been winning races and contending for championships. So I want to be one of those guys that can do that.
I remember one time asking Darrell Waltrip about running errands around town and getting stuck in traffic. He's like, I'll avoid every red light in town just to keep moving. Are you that same way if you got to run errands around town and, you know, there's a backup and you're stopped, there's gridlock? How do you do it? Do you just avoid traffic and keep going, find back roads?
Yeah, it's smarter to know the back roads if you can know the back roads and kind of squeak around it all. There's definitely some congestion that happens in Mooresville, North Carolina, so you got to know a couple of the back roads to kind of get around that. And I don't like sitting in traffic. I'm not a patient person, so the more we can move, the better.
I agree.
Kyle Busch is with us. So Bowman Gray Stadium is where the clash is going to be. You guys have done this in L.A. the last few years at the L.A. Coliseum. Now you actually go to a permanent stadium racetrack, a historic one. How exciting is that going to be?
Well, speaking of traffic and congestion, I guess I better be going through Mooresville here to get ready for it coming up at Bowman Gray. You know, it's going to be crazy. I've never raced there. Obviously, I've seen some of the highlight reels from there and stuff like that. But, you know, it's our season opener race. It's going to air on Fox at 8 p.m. on February 2nd. So I'm looking forward to it. I've run well out at the Clash the last couple of years. I think we finished second, and third out there the last 3 years. So tight little confines of a short track seems to bode well for us.
Is it conducive to this car? I mean, I would think as big as they are, it could be a little difficult.
I thought the Clash was going to be a bit of a mess, but honestly, it put on a really good show out there in California. So, you know, definitely some optimism here going to Bowman Gray Stadium. But I think the tight confines of Bowman Gray are definitely going to be different than what it was in LA. So be careful of those walls getting into turn three and coming out of turn four, where you got to miss the stadium grandstands. I'll just tell you that.
You know, I think it's cool that they're doing this, and obviously did it in LA, but, you know, we've seen NASCAR try and get creative when it comes to different events over the last few years. And, you know, I'm a historian. I love the old things. So going back to Wilkesboro was obviously cool. They tried dirt at Bristol. As a driver, you know, how do you, you know, approach these things? And do you like some of these, for lack of a better word, gimmicky things that they've kind of thrown in?
Yeah, I think that the diversity of NASCAR is huge. We've got drivers from all different backgrounds and all different parts of the world. And then you've got all these different racetracks that we're able to go to, whether it's a short bowl ring like Bowman Gray all the way to Talladega Super Speedway, and the speeds that you carry at all these different venues, and throwing in road courses, and like you said, the dirt racing. So, you know, it's pretty special. It's way different than any other form of motorsports that you have out there. So I feel like we're one of the best out there. We got some of the best drivers out there, and, you know, we're able to put on some good shows.
Well, Kyle, we obviously love it when you come to Nashville, which you will in May after the Coke 600, so we look forward to that. You've had quite a bit of success out at the Nashville Super Speedway in your career, so that will be cool. Thanks so much for doing this. Good luck at Bowman Gray, and obviously good luck in the 500.
No problem. Absolutely. Yeah, man. Thank you, guys, and look forward to coming back out there. Enjoy Nashville always.
And that is Kyle Busch, the driver of the number 8 for Richard Childress Racing. They will be at Bowman Gray Stadium for the Cookout Clash at Bowman Gray coming up Sunday night, February 2nd at 7 o'clock. You can hear it on MRN Radio right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and, of course, watching on Fox. That is the unofficial kickoff to the season. And then, of course, the Daytona 500 on February 16th. You can watch on Fox and listen right here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Come back, tell you what day it is, and also celebrity birthdays. It's the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.